This morning on WCHL, local officials made your streets safer in recent days, catching a couple of repeat drug traffickers. We'll break down the Chapel Hill Harbor City Schools budget proposal ahead of tomorrow's vote. The suspected suicide of comic legend and actor Robin Williams brings the conversation of depression back into the national and local spotlight.
It's so sad that depression can really cloud one's thoughts and feelings so much that they can't recognize how much support and love there is for them in the world.
And a retired UNC professor remembers working with him on campus filming the movie Patch Adams.
Very down to earth. It was really a shock.
These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, we'll take a look at the Tar Heel offense. Plus, Cam Newton's ready to return to full strength and will play in the second preseason game for the Carolina Panthers. And
if I were a betting man, I'd bet on the two quarterback system at Carolina.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
71 degrees, 8:06, very pleasant day on the way. Look for a lot of sunshine, no rain in the forecast. Our high today about 85. Two local repeat offending drug dealers were recently taken off the streets after separate incidents of selling cocaine near schools. Carborough police arrested 42-year-old Mac James Matthew Cameron on Monday after discovering an outstanding warrant during a routine traffic stop. He was charged with being in possession of a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school. Cameron was first charged in North Carolina with possession of a Schedule II substance almost two decades ago when he was 23 and was put on probation at that time. However, probation was revoked because he was caught in possession of a Schedule II substance again just more than 7 months after the first offense. For that, he served nearly 8 months in jail in Orange County. And Cameron has gone on to serve an additional 5 years and 7 months for multiple drug possession and trafficking arrests. U.S. Marshals also arrested 40-year-old Bobby Lee Davis on Friday in the town of Graham. Chapel Hill police charged him with multiple felonies, including 3 counts of selling cocaine, 3 counts of possession of cocaine, and 2 counts of selling the drug within 1,000 feet of a school. Police allege that Davis dealt drugs in the Homestead Park area. With a new state spending plan in place now, Chapel Hill Carborough City schools are facing a nearly $1 million budget gap. The $911,000 shortfall means the school board will consider a plan to cut 4.5 gifted education specialist positions at the elementary level and transfer some custodial staff to contract work. Because of state budget cuts, the district could lose 22 teaching assistants. Legislators shifted the $800,000 that would have paid those assistants to fund classroom teaching positions in an effort, they say, to lower class size. While school systems have some ability to shift that money back to TAs, the Chapel Hill Carborough School administrators say the state has put limitations on the exchange that don't make it feasible for our district. School officials plan to reallocate teaching assistants in grades 4 and 5 and hire more teachers instead. Though the state budget provides more money for most teachers, veteran educators and other school employees are not likely to see much of a pay raise. In response, local administrators are asking for $2.5 million to make sure all public school employees get at least a 3% raise. This newest version of the local budget was released on Tuesday. No final decisions have yet been made. The Chapel Hill Carborough School Board will meet tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center to vote on the 2014-15 budget proposal. More details on this story on our website, chapelborough.com. The sad news of actor and comedian Robin Williams taking his own life on Monday has reopened a national conversation about depression and suicide. And we're talking about it locally as well. One psychology professor at UNC has some advice for people affected by those issues. WCHL's Danny Hooley reports.
Somebody who is thinking about suicide or might be experiencing depression and could be at risk for suicide absolutely must receive professional help.
That advice comes from Dr. Mitch Prinstein, a professor of clinical psychology at UNC. Like millions of others around the world, he was deeply saddened to learn of Robin Williams' suicide on Monday.
It's so sad that depression can really cloud one's thoughts and feelings so much that they can't recognize how much support and love there is for them in the world.
Williams battled depression for decades and had recently checked into the Hazelden Addiction Treatment Center in Minnesota to avoid relapsing into substance abuse. Prinstein, whose research focus is on the predictors of adolescent depression and suicide, stressed that depression and substance abuse are two warning signs that people should be very aware of in friends and loved ones at risk. And there are others.
Someone who has threatened suicide, made a plan for suicide, or previously attempted suicide is also at extremely high risk for a future attempt.
He added that people who start giving away belongings or seem to be lifting suddenly out of a deep depression may be at risk for a suicide attempt. But not everyone plans to commit suicide way in advance, he warns.
Some people do attempt suicide after an acute stressor, sometimes just within minutes or hours after a stressor.
That's especially true when substance abuse is involved. Obviously, then, it's impossible to know exactly when someone may attempt suicide. Prinstein and other mental health professionals urge those suffering from suicidal thoughts to reach out for help. The most important advice is try to put aside any perceived stigma about mental health problems and please talk to somebody about it.
Not talking about suicide is dangerous, and talking about suicide does not make people more likely to do it. In fact, it will make people less likely to attempt. So people please must talk about suicide and depression openly.
If you're depressed and having thoughts of harming yourself, please call Emergency Crisis Services at 1-800-233-6834, available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That's 1-800-233-6834. You can find that contact information in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There's a very definite Chapel Hill connection with Robin Williams, a retired professor of computer science at UNC. Stephen Weiss got the chance of a lifetime in 1998 to sit and watch the magic of Robin Williams' film, Patch Adams.
And I sat in Girard Hall for 6 days, about 12 or 14 hour days, to shoot that one 10-minute scene toward the end of the movie.
Girard Hall is a building to the left of the old well. As you look at it from the steps of South Building on campus, Weiss says he was selected after a casting call asked for professor types and was seated behind the actor Bob Gunton, who played Dean Walcott. In that scene, Patch Adams is on trial for practicing medicine without a license, and it's when Robin Williams delivered this memorable line.
Now you ask me if I've been practicing medicine. Well, if this means opening your door to those in need, those in pain, caring for them, listening to them, applying a cold cloth until a fever breaks, if this is practicing medicine, if this is treating a patient, then I am guilty as charged, sir.
Weiss says he met Robin Williams, shook his hand, had a short conversation with him about the university, and he says he was amazed at the professionalism that he brought to the set without losing any of his playfulness.
He would often do stand-up. He would ask people for a subject, and he would have us just absolutely convulsed in laughter. And then the director, Tom Shadyac, would say, okay, we're ready to shoot, and Robin Williams would immediately drop into character, and the rest of us were still trying to stifle our laughter.
Even removing himself from having been involved in that movie, Weiss says he couldn't believe the news of Williams' death earlier this week.
It was really a shock. I heard about it actually at dinner. It was really a shock that somebody so young and so talented, and what's kind of ironic is that Philip Seymour Hoffman was also in that movie. And so we've lost two great talents that were in that same movie.
Hoffman died of acute mixed drug intoxication back in February in his New York apartment. Weiss says Robin Williams' true character really showed while he was on the UNC campus.
I wasn't there, but apparently in the evening, Robin Williams would come back and play cards with people in the Y building, which was right next to Girard Hall. So he was just very down to earth.
Williams died on Monday at the age of 63. Preliminary reports were released on Tuesday afternoon stating he was believed to have died by asphyxiation due to hanging. He was found with his belt around his neck and the other end wedged between the closet door and the door jamb. Makeshift memorials of flowers and notes are popping up all over the country. Williams' 25-year-old daughter, Zelda, released a statement on Tuesday saying, "I'll never, ever understand how he could be loved so deeply and not find it in his heart to stay." WCHL News Time is 8:14, and if there's any kind of a silver lining in this horrible story, it is the fact that it has brought depression and suicide to the forefront of discussions not only in our local community, but all across the country and all around the world. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're seeing some of the usual delays this morning. 15501 northbound and southbound between Estes Drive and Garrett Road. Through the I-40 interchange, seeing some delays there, but just maybe around the traffic lights. Look out for those taillights, though. They might catch you off guard. We don't want any additional accidents or any accidents this morning. 15501 northbound between Columbia and Manning, also seeing some slight delays. NC-54 heading westbound right now between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing some minor to moderate delays. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at our new Twitter handle, at WCHL Chapelboro. We have joined forces on social media. We've always been there in two separate systems, but now we are one. At WCHL Chapelboro is where we are on Twitter. So if you're not already following us there, hope you will, and hope that you will be a WCHL Road Warrior and be very safe if you do so on the roads.
United we stand, divided we fall.
That's right.
You know, today's traffic situation is a whole lot different from yesterday. Yesterday, it seems like you were reporting problems all morning long. And this morning, we haven't really had much to deal with.
True. There was a terrible accident, and I think it caused actually multiple additional accidents on I-40 yesterday. So luckily, so far, people are paying attention to the roads, and please put down the cell phones if you've got them in your hand, as always, but please be safe on the roads and keep those roadways clear this morning.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee, in case you don't know, and they serve it fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers on your way to wherever you're going. Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 71 degrees, the beginning of a great day. Mostly sunshine, high today about 85. Tonight, clear with a low down around 60. And then tomorrow, we're looking at more sunshine with a high in the middle 80s one more time. Looking ahead a little bit, tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. Friday, another good day. Third sunny day in the row with a high about 85 degrees. So pretty good weather here for a little while. And we need it after all that rain we got yesterday and last night.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
WCHL News Time is 8:16. Democratic Senator Kay Hagan is suggesting that State House Speaker Tom Tillis would work to cut public school jobs and student aid if he replaces her on Capitol Hill. She cited his remarks during a debate in April. Tillis' campaign says that's not so. Hagan held a news conference yesterday in Greensboro to attempt to capitalize on Tillis' Republican debate comments back in April that consider whether to eliminate the U.S. Department of Education is a priority for him if he gets elected. Hagan's campaign says abolishing the department could eliminate grant programs for college students and federal public school funds to support low-income children. A Tillis campaign spokeswoman said Tuesday that Tillis believes financial aid and school assistance should be protected, but that the department could be run more efficiently and help students' needs better. We do a lot of talking about fracking here in North Carolina, or the potential for fracking. And yesterday, Ellie Kinnaird was here telling us what we really need to worry about is offshore drilling off the coast of North Carolina. The U.S. Department of Interior has reduced the areas of the Atlantic Ocean where turbines can be built, dealing a potential blow to North Carolina's hopes for wind farms off our coast. The News and Observer is reporting the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management approved just 1/4 of the ocean waters it had been considering for wind farm development, leaving most of the sea regions off limits. The decision leaves open about 480 square miles of ocean, down from the 1,900 square miles it had been considered. Most of the reduction impacts the Outer Banks near Manio, Killdevil Hills, and Kitty Hawk. Two sections across from Wilmington were largely left intact. Further reductions are a possibility if an upcoming environmental assessment identifies conflicts with natural habitats and wildlife. Hundreds of thousands of people are about to get letters warning them to resolve issues affecting their coverage under the new health care law. The Obama administration says the letters are going out to about 310,000 people whose citizenship or immigration details don't match up with what the government has on file. These consumers need to send in their documentation by September 5th to keep coverage. News around town this morning, the annual Hillsborough Jazz Festival is coming in September. Head to the historic Moorfields Estate on Saturday, September 13th from noon to 6:15 p.m. for the annual festival featuring performances by Triangle Jazz Orchestra, Durham Jazz Messengers, Carolina Jazz and Blues Collaborative, and more. Advance tickets are $15. You can pick them up in person at the Hillsborough Arts Council, the Eno Gallery, or the Orange County Sportsplex, all in Hillsborough, or you can buy them online at hillsboroughartscouncil.org. Tickets will be $20 on the day of the festival, so you can save $5 by getting them early. And Orange Water and Sewer Authority is hosting another Red Cross Blood Drive on Monday, August 25th. Another chance for you to donate. Blood Drive will run that day from 10 to 2:30 in the community room of Owasso's Administration Building on Jones Ferry Road. Walk-ins are welcome afternoon, or you can schedule an appointment online by visiting redcrossblood.org and entering OWASA as the sponsor code. Owasso is also hosting a couple more blood drives later on in the year. On Friday, October 31st, Halloween Day, that should be easy to remember, and on Monday, December 29th, between Christmas and New Year's. All of our news around town stories available on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina football in the spotlight. The countdown is on, 17 days until the Carolina football season opens in Keenan Stadium against Liberty on August 30th. UNC offensive line remains a bit of a mystery heading into the season. And another story that's working out is Ryan Switzer lining up at wide receiver. WCHL's Matt Oakes has details on both those stories.
It's been said over and over that an offense is only as good as its linemen up front. Will this be the case for Carolina in 2014? If so, it's tough to project the success of Coach Fedora's offensive machine based on training camp reports. Although returning starter John Heck has stood out above the rest on the O-line, Coach Fedora says the Tar Heels aren't ready for game day just yet.
Maybe John Heck may have had the best summer of all the offensive linemen, just the improvements he's made in his body and his mobility and everything. You know, we're still not there yet. I'm not going to say we're ready to play, because we're not.
Coach Fedora isn't getting impatient as the season draws near, though. It's an exercise in patience up front for the entire team, and he says it just takes time for the pieces to gel together into a cohesive unit.
I'm very confident that Cap will have a group that's ready to go on the 30th, and you know, they're not going to be a finished product on the 30th, I don't think, either. I think, again, that position, when you're talking about five guys knowing what each other's going to do in every situation and how they're going to do it, is critical. And so it's going to take some time for them to grow, you know, and we have to understand that as a staff, and we have to understand that as an offense.
Behind the line, the litany of offensive skill players has been well documented, none more so than electrifying playmaker Ryan Switzer. Coach Fedora says Switzer is still learning the nuances of playing the wide receiver position. Switzer, after all, has never lined up as a wideout before. In high school, he sped away from opposing defenses as a running back.
It's going to be of understanding how to play receiver. I think his biggest growth has been understanding what it takes to be a receiver and be a complete receiver, the blocking aspect of it, the importance of blocking on the perimeter, running routes, understanding the whole concept of the route and how your position fits into the route, and then how to get open on the route.
Switzer says the playbook has been expanding for him this year. Instead of quick out patterns, he's been freed up to fly further down the football field. The sophomore says these deeper routes make hitting pay dirt a whole lot easier.
What's different from last year is I've been getting a lot more downfield passes this year. A lot of my catches last year were quick game and try to get some yards after the catch. But, you know, this spring, with Ebron being gone, the A-back position got a lot more of the downfield calls. And, you know, I was happy with that because, you know, I don't have to always make a guy miss. I can catch the ball in the end zone. I don't have to work too hard to get in there.
Although Switzer got his feet wet catching balls last season, Coach Fedora says to expect a breakout performance on the receiving end from the All-American in year two of his Chapel Hill career.
I don't think there is any limit, actually. I mean, I think he, you know, you hadn't even seen last year, he even scratched the surface with what he did at the receiver spot, you know. So I think, you know, I mean, he could break out in that position this year. He really could.
As for the man who will be slinging the football out to Switzer and the rest of the receiving corps, Switzer says he doesn't expect a final verdict to come until after the first two home contests against Liberty and San Diego State.
I think it's going to take, you know, maybe the first two or three games to really see, because, you know, if you want to give Mitch a fair shot, you got to see what he can do when it's live and when the lights are on. So I think those couple games are going to determine, you know, who's our starting guy going forward.
A relative unknown situation at offensive line, a two-horse race at the quarterback spot, and a dynamic player attempting to master a new position make for a tantalizing trifecta of offensive storylines for the Tar Heels. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
And Art's about to throw a little bit more light on the Carolina quarterback competition. It's 8:24. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
If I were a betting man, I'd bet on the two quarterback system at Carolina. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Larry Fedora still insists that he and his offensive staff have not decided what to do with the quarterback position this season. But if you read between the lines of what Fedora says, he knows what's going to happen. Whoever starts the first game, and it will likely be returning junior Marquise Williams, redshirt freshman Mitch Trubisky will play as much as Williams. How Fedora handles that rotation is probably what he hasn't figured out yet. Simply put, Trubisky is too good to stand on the sideline for 2 years before Williams graduates after the 2015 season. While they can both beat you with their arms and legs, Williams is clearly more of a running threat, and Trubisky has a rocket arm from the pocket and on the run. Most importantly, they both fit Fedora's offense like a T, so virtually nothing changes when the QBs change. I remember the first time I read Trubisky's name. He was among faces in the crowd in Sports Illustrated, that feature at the front of every magazine that highlights athletes of all ages and from all sports who have made local names for themselves. Trubisky is from Ohio, and the snippet listed all the rushing and passing records he broke in high school. Then the last line of the write-up said, "Mitch is committed to the University of North Carolina." I almost fell off the bed when I read that. If this kid is half as good as the write-up said, Trubisky would be running and gunning in Keenan Stadium in a couple of years. He had to redshirt as a freshman because Bryn Renner was returning as a senior, and Marquise was the logical backup once he returned after missing the spring semester of 2013. So Trubisky worked with the scout team and learned the offense. And even when Renner went down with an injury, there was little chance Fedora was taking his red shirt off. This way, Trubisky and Williams play together for 2 years, and then Trubisky gets the team for at least one full season and maybe two. If one of them gets hurt, the other has ready-made experience. If one of them gets hot, he may stay in the game a little longer. If one of them gets cold, the other comes off the sideline like a good relief pitcher. Maybe one of them matches up a little better with the next opposing defense. What do you do when you have two great quarterbacks made for your system? Figure out a way to play them both. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruisers brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruisers sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. Rosacea is a common but misunderstood skin condition of flushing, blushing, and breakouts. If left untreated, the symptoms can worsen, and with time, people with rosacea may see a permanent redness in their face. If you've noticed signs of rosacea and are looking for help, request an appointment online with Central Dermatology Center at centralderm.net or call us at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
Put on your walking shoes and join the Orange County Department on Aging and the Carolina Association of Pharmacy Students for the 10th annual Aging in Stride 5K Run Walk on Saturday, November 1st. Proceeds from the Aging in Stride 5K benefit the Orange County Aging in Place Fund, which supports services and supplies for frail seniors who have exhausted all other resources. To register or make a donation, please call 919-245-4274 or register online at agingandstride.weebly.com.
828 at WCHL. More local news coming your way at the bottom of the hour.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown brings you this week's Tax Bite, our expert tax tips to help you with your financial and tax planning needs. Are you using a home office, whether it's for your employer's benefit or because you're self-employed? You may be able to deduct a portion of your mortgage interest, property taxes, insurance, utilities, and certain other expenses, as well as the depreciation allocable for the office space from your next tax return. That's your Tax Bite of the Week from Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, and you can find more on chapelboro.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. It's 50% off, $20 worth of food and drink available today for only $10. Picture the perfect intimate and relaxed gathering spot. Oasis is the place. Located in downtown Carrboro inside Carmel Mall, it operates as a coffee house, tea room, wine bar, and cafe during the day. At night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. It's 50% off from Oasis at Carmel. And it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
In his third year of running the sidelines, Coach Fedora has his Tar Heels ready for battle in the ACC.
Switzer's free at the 35. He's at midfield. Switzer with the Jets, and he's done it again.
Catch every snap of Carolina football right here on the Tar Heels Sports Network.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football? Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty, and you can hear it all right here on WCHL.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover weather brought to you by UNC Athletics. It is 71 degrees in Chapel Hill right now in the beginning of a really great day. Mostly sunshine today. Today, high today in the middle 80s. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with the lows around 60. And then tomorrow, another really good day. Sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. We'll look ahead a little bit. That will extend to Friday as well. So no mention of any rain in our forecast. Carolina football kicks off the season August 30th, 6 p.m., 17 days from now. You can have a game day experience for less than half the normal price by a Carolina football family pack. Four tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. Go to chapelboro.com for all the details.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news talk and Tar Heel station, and streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
More protests and a call for calm after the weekend police shooting of an unarmed teenager.
Violence in Ferguson, Missouri continued Wednesday morning following a police shooting. St. Louis County police officers wounded a suspect after being threatened by a handgun.
Turn around. Go back where you came from.
Just a few blocks away, protesters had largely dispersed after going face-to-face with heavily armed officers earlier in the evening. Late Tuesday, hundreds of supporters from Michael Brown's family packed a St. Louis church calling for more peaceful action over the death of the 18-year-old.
Governor Jay Nixon gave a similar message.
Have patience for the investigation that is now underway, but be unwavering in our insistence that it be open, thorough, and fair.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
72 degrees in Chapel Hill, 832 at WCHL. Two local repeat offending drug dealers were recently taken off the streets after separate incidents involving cocaine near schools. Carrboro police arrested 42-year-old Mac James Matthew Cameron on Monday after discovering an outstanding warrant during a routine traffic stop. He was charged with being in possession of a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school. Cameron was first charged in North Carolina with possession of a Schedule II substance when he was 23 years old and was put on probation. That was nearly two decades ago. Probation was revoked then because he was caught in possession of a Schedule II substance just more than 7 months after that first offense, and for that he served nearly 8 months in jail in Orange County.
Cameron has gone on to serve an additional 5 years and 7 months for multiple drug possession and trafficking arrest. Now, in a separate case, U.S. Marshals arrested 40-year-old Bobby Lee Davis last Friday in the town of Graham. Chapel Hill police charged him with multiple felonies, including 3 counts of selling cocaine, 3 counts of possession of coke, and 2 counts of selling the drug within 1,000 feet of a school. Police allege Davis dealt drugs in the Homestead Park area. With a new state spending plan finally in place, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools will face a nearly $1 million budget gap. They had to wait a long time to find out exactly how much that would be, and now the problem is dealing with it. The $911,000 shortfall means the school board will consider a plan to cut 4.5 gifted education specialist positions at the elementary school level and transfer some custodial staff to contract work. This has created a lot of controversy in our community, to say the least. Because of state budget cuts, the district could lose 22 teaching assistants. Lawmakers shifted the $800,000 that would have paid those assistants to fund classroom teaching positions, they say, in an effort to lower class size. While school systems have some ability to shift that money back to teaching assistants, Chapel Hill Carborough administrators say the state has put limitations on the exchange that don't really make it feasible for the district. School officials plan to reallocate teaching assistants in grades 4 and 5 and hire more teachers instead. Though the state budget from the legislature provides more money for most teachers, veteran educators and other school employees are not likely to see much of a pay hike. In response, Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools administrators are asking for $2.5 million to make sure all public school employees get at least a 3% raise. Now, the newest version of the local budget was released yesterday, and no final decisions have yet been made. The Chapel Hill Carborough School Board will meet at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Lincoln Center on Merritt Mill Road to vote on the 2014-15 budget proposal. The sad news of actor and comedian Robin Williams taking his own life on Monday has sparked a national conversation about depression and certainly about suicide. One psychology professor at the University of North Carolina has advice for people affected by the issues. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on this story.
Somebody who is thinking about suicide or might be experiencing depression and could be at risk for suicide absolutely must receive professional help.
That advice comes from Dr. Mitch Prinstein, a professor of clinical psychology at UNC. Like millions of others around the world, he was deeply saddened to learn of Robin Williams' suicide on Monday.
It's so sad that depression can really cloud one's thoughts and feelings so much that they can't recognize how much support and love there is for them in the world.
Williams battled depression for decades and had recently checked into the Hazelden Addiction Treatment Center in Minnesota to avoid relapsing into substance abuse. Prinstein, whose research focuses on the predictors of adolescent depression and suicide, stressed that depression and substance abuse are two warning signs that people should be very aware of in friends and loved ones at risk. And there are others.
Someone who has threatened suicide, made a plan for suicide, or previously attempted suicide is also at extremely high risk for a future attempt.
He added that people who start giving away belongings or seem to be lifting suddenly out of a deep depression may be at risk for a suicide attempt. But not everyone plans to commit suicide way in advance, he warns.
Some people do attempt suicide after an acute stressor, sometimes just within minutes or hours after a stressor.
That's especially true when substance abuse is involved. Obviously, then, it's impossible to know exactly when someone may attempt suicide. Prinstein and other mental health professionals urge those suffering from suicidal thoughts to reach out for help. The most important advice is try to put aside any perceived stigma about mental health problems and please talk to somebody about it.
Not talking about suicide is dangerous, and talking about suicide does not make people more likely to do it. In fact, it will make people less likely to attempt. So people please must talk about suicide and depression openly.
If you're depressed and having thoughts of harming yourself, please call Emergency Crisis Services at 1-800-233-6834, available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That's 1-800-233-6834. You can find that contact information in this story on our website, chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A retired professor of computer science at UNC, Stephen Weiss, got the chance of a lifetime in 1998 to sit and watch the magic of Robin Williams as the movie Patch Adams was put together. The crew was here for several weeks in Chapel Hill, specifically on the UNC campus. And you can get that whole story by going to our website at chapelbro.com, and also that very important contact information for suicide help, emergency crisis services is in the story, Danny Hooley's story, on our website at chapelbro.com. You know, makeshift memorials of flowers and notes are popping up all around the country for Robin Williams. His 25-year-old daughter, Zelda, released a statement yesterday saying, "I'll never, ever understand how he could be loved so deeply and not find it in his heart to stay." It is indeed an incredibly sad story. It's 8:38 at WCHL. We have today's commentary in the way. Matt Bailey, he says, Chapel Hill is really designed for middle-aged folks. For younger adults, not so much. That's coming up next, and also you're going to hear from D.G. Martin in just a few minutes.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night, or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickie's.com, and we will have it ready for you to take out. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies, and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday, and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up Endurance off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Carolina MediSpa is proud to offer the newest technology in laser tattoo removal. It is estimated that close to 10% of the U.S. population has an unwanted tattoo, and eventually as many as 50% of them want to have them removed. There is good news for those who have unwanted body art. New laser tattoo removal techniques can eliminate your tattoo with minimal side effects, and now in as little as 6 treatments. Call Carolina MediSpa at 919-493-3194 to schedule a free consultation.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Weaver Street Realty has been in business on Main Street in Carrboro for 30 years and supports numerous local causes and nonprofits. Three of Weaver Street's agents, Gary Phillips, Jay Parker, and Don Basnight, are auctioneers and conduct charity auctions throughout the year. They call them at the Cornucopia House, Carrboro Art Center, the North Carolina Botanical Garden, Compass Center for Women and Families, Lerner Jewish Center, Ducks Unlimited, and the Chapel Hill Garden Club, among others. Don, Jay, and Gary of Weaver Street Realty care about our community.
This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. Whenever rezoning is on the docket, you can bet on some passionate people down at the Chapel Hill Town Council. But have you noticed who doesn't show up at those public hearings? Young single professionals. Now, you might write off their absence as political apathy from folks in their 20s and 30s, but there's a far simpler reason they're not there. Increasingly, those young adults aren't choosing to live in Chapel Hill. Used to be if you were young, creative, and progressive, Chapel Hill was the place to be. But in the past decade, both Durham and Raleigh have zoomed by us in attracting those young creative professionals. A key reason, Chapel Hill was built for middle-aged people, literally. Beyond downtown, most homes in Chapel Hill are single-family houses and subdivisions designed for cars. Sprawl was all the rage in the 50s, 60s, and 70s when we built many of our neighborhoods. Back then, having to drive to the store didn't seem like a burden, it felt like freedom. Fast forward 50 years, and while those subdivisions are still beautiful places to raise a family, many of today's young professionals are looking to escape those car-dependent cul-de-sacs. They want to live where you can walk to work, to shopping, and to recreation. More and more baby boomers want this lifestyle too once their kids move out. What some here deride as density, they call desirable living. That's why I support the town's efforts to make more neighborhoods in Chapel Hill attractive places to live, work, and enjoy life for people who aren't in the cul-de-sac stage of life. Our existing subdivisions might be fine for us middle-aged married guys, but if we want to remain a vibrant community, we need more young professionals to also choose to live here. I bet they'd have some fresh ideas for our town council too. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickies.com and we will have it ready for you to take out. With 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
It's amazing what you can find in your own backyard. Whether you need a springboard to a bachelor's degree or a second chance at success, Durham Technical Community College has provided high-quality, affordable, and convenient technical and career education for more than 50 years. Watch your mailbox for the Fall Continuing Education Catalog. Visit durhamtech.edu, call 919-536-7200, or stop by our Durham or Orange County campus and find out just how far you can go.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Good morning. It's going to be nice today. 71 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. 70 in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler. It is 844. I'm Ron Stutz.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
The most important thing that our legislature did this year is what it did not do, adjourn. Instead of adjourning and closing down as is customary shortly after the state's budget has been revised, the legislators resolved to stay in session indefinitely, coming back from time to time to respond to emergencies, to vote on various matters, and to work out a plan to deal with Duke Energy's coal ash ponds. Well, maybe that sounds like a reasonable plan to you, but here's the problem. When the legislature is still in session, government officials and workers spend much of their time looking over their shoulders and wondering what will happen next. They can't concentrate on following the directions the legislature has already given them while they're still wondering about what the legislators might do the next day. So until the legislature adjourns, these government officials and other people whose living depends on getting the government to do something for them, they'll all be plotting, conjuring up ways to get the legislature to take some action that benefits them. And even if the body is not meeting every day, this whole mess of people gather around the legislative building and continue to work, not unlike what one observer said, like pigs at feeding time. Until 1974, our legislature met biennially, once every 2 years, and ordinarily only for one session in the odd number of years. And if we still followed that custom, our legislature would have finished its work in 2013, gone home, and stayed until after this fall's elections. The 1974 extra session was meant to be short, primarily to adjust the budget to take account of unexpected changes in revenues, not for the consideration of a bunch of new legislation. But over time, most of these restrictions have melted away, so that North Carolina has, in effect, now two full annual legislative sessions rather than the pre-1974 biennial session. Now the legislature has taken another important step towards a full-time legislature, one that will never adjourn, one that will be a permanent presence in Raleigh, one that will demand full-time staffs and full-time salaries for legislators. Why do legislators want to be in Raleigh for a longer time? Our former university president, Dick Spangler, responding to a question about why the legislature stayed in session so long, explained by asking a question. He said, why would a legislator want to go home where he or she would be treated like an ordinary human being? They can stay in Raleigh and be treated like kings and queens. Why go home? Well, the change to a full-time legislature might be gradual, as was the shift from a biennial to annual sessions. But there will be no going back. You know, Mark Twain said, No man's life, liberty, or property are safe while the legislature is in session. In North Carolina, that's going to mean all the time. By establishing the precedent of staying in session indefinitely, this legislature's failure to adjourn was its most important action this year. This is D.G. Martin.
This gives you something to think about, doesn't it? It is 8:48 at WCHL, and time now for a quick look at traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. And let me just tell you that traffic is beginning to clear up a little bit. We've had some of the usual slowdowns, particularly between Estes Drive and I-40. And otherwise, things moving along fairly smoothly this morning. A direct contrast from yesterday when we had delays all over the place. Of course, some of that had to do with the weather. Today's weather a lot better. More on that in a moment. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Check it out and you'll know what I mean. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by UNC Athletics. It is really nice, 72 degrees right now. Mostly sunshine today, high today about 85 or 86. Tonight we're looking at clear skies with a low around 60, and then tomorrow another really good day, sunshine with the high in the middle 80s. There's a special offer right now on Carolina football, and it's available at chapelboro.com. Carolina football kicking off the season on August 30th at 6 p.m., 17 days away. You can have a game day experience for less than half the normal price. Buy a Carolina football family pack, four tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. Great deal. That's a $230 value otherwise, because the tickets by themselves are normally $50 a piece. You can get four of them for $100 plus all that other stuff. Go to chapelboro.com and click on the Carolina Football Family Pack. It's a great deal. Once again, go to chapelboro.com and you can cash in on this great opportunity. Coming up on WCHL, your opportunity to meet today's WCHL hometown hero, or heroes in this case.
Have your office order online from Dickey's today. Now everyone can conveniently order and pay online. With eight juicy hickory smoked meats to choose from, along with fresh homestyle sides and salads, we will have something for everyone in the office. Order online at Dickey's.com today. We will have it ready for you when you're ready. Dickey's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, or downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
More than the sum of our parts.
Go! Go! Touchdown, Carolina!
More than stamina, talent, and strength.
Orioles bring the house, and down he goes.
We are a team.
He's at the 30. Bye-bye! Touchdown, Carolina!
And this is our year. This is Carolina football.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football? Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty, and you can hear it all right here on WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, you can keep up to date with Carolina football and what's happening on our website, chapelboro.com. There's a separate location now for UNC sports coverage, and we get it every day, and the volume picking up every day as we get closer and closer to football season. And we have 17 days left. Countdown to Carolina football, 17 days away. Season opener, Saturday, August 30th, 6 p.m. in Keenan Stadium. You know, we have an opportunity for you to win something this morning in the last few minutes of the show, as usual. Wayne's Word. Do you remember the word of the day? A rather unusual word. I can't say that I've ever heard of it. I've heard a part of it, but not the way it's put together. Call me at 919-929-WCHL if you know the word, if you know how to spell it, and if you know the definition that Wayne gave about an hour ago, and I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? And your number to call again right now is 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today, we have a couple of WCHL hometown heroes. They're both assistants to the town manager in Carborough, working primarily behind the scenes. First, Julie Eckenrode.
I grew up in North Carolina and came to the Raleigh area for college. I've been here for about 11 years. In the past seven, I've been a high school social studies teacher. And while I was teaching, I also was working on my Master's of Public Administration. Finished that the first week of May and got this job by the end of the month. I actually took about 5 years to do my master's. So I've known for about the past 5 years that this would be a career move.
Julie has a couple of important projects she can dive into right away.
We are very excited. The town just purchased a new fire engine. We have just finalized a date for a ceremony to kind of celebrate that on September 3rd at 5:30 at Fire Station 1. And then at the end of the month, we are rolling out a new website. First major update to the website in almost 15 years. So it's very user-friendly. It has a lot more options for citizen interaction as far as signing up for news alerts and kind of some forums to discuss some of the topics and upcoming items in Carborough. So we're really excited.
Here's the mayor of Carborough, Lydia Lavelle.
In Carborough, we don't technically have assistant town managers, but we have assistants to the town manager. And we've had one in years past. And this year with our budget, our 14-15 budget, we actually budgeted for two assistants to the town manager.
The other assistant is Nate Broman Falks.
Well, I have a pretty diverse background in government. I've worked in state government, federal government, but really found my calling in local government. Really why I think local government is the place for me is because it's the place where I think change actually happens nowadays, and you can actually do the most good in local communities. And so that's what's brought me to the local government scene, and Carborough in particular piqued my interest for a whole variety of reasons. I knew a lot of people who knew Carborough well, and they told me how welcoming and how inclusive this community is. So that's what I've found to be the case so far. We've had an affordable housing task force since 2012, and the task force recently put out a report with our goals and strategies. And so one of my jobs is going to be to help get us to reach those goals. A lot of what I'm going to be doing is helping to figure out how we can get there.
Julie Eckenrode and Nate Broman Falks, already making a difference in Carborough. You may not know them now, but you will. They're today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, Brenda White called in with a word of the day on WCHL. It is an alphabet. Not an alphabet, two separate words, but an alphabet, one word, A-N-A-L-P-H-A-B-E-T. You know what it means? Someone who doesn't know the basis of a sport or some other activity, event, whatever, but is watching it. For example, Archansky talked, I believe it was yesterday, about people who are watching golf over this past weekend, and they were really impressed with the beauty of the course or whatever, but didn't know so much about the specifics of the game itself. That's okay. An alphabet, that is the word for someone who is not such an avid fan in the usual sense of the word, but someone who follows an activity and doesn't know all the specifics. An alphabet, A-N-A-L-P-H-A-B-E-T. Brenda White gets $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you so much. Wayne will have another word for you bright and early tomorrow morning on WCHL.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Summer is usually a slower season for selling homes. However, home sales are stronger this summer. One of my listings just sold in 24 hours. If you're thinking about selling or purchasing real estate, it's a good time to do so. Please contact us today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
With health care reform, the Affordable Care Act, and insurance mandates in the news, it's no wonder if you're confused. Come back to health care that starts with you, a place you can trust. UNC Family Medicine. We've been providing high-quality primary care to the community for over 45 years. Come see us. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Chapel Hill Training. It's 67% off, a $120 value for 5 boot camp sessions available today for only $40. With today's offer, you can get 5 boot camp fitness sessions at Chapel Hill Training on Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. Boot camp sessions combine total body exercises with cardio spurts to provide you with a comprehensive circuit training workout. It's over half off from Chapel Hill Training, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hey, listen, before we go this morning, I want to end this show on a very serious note. We've been doing a lot of talking in the last couple of days about Robin Williams, his death and his suicide. He suffered from severe depression. Depression that we should all know is something that shouldn't have a stigma attached to it. It is a chemical imbalance in the brain. I've had it explained simply. It's a lot more complicated than that, but that is a simple explanation for it. And there are a lot of people every day who are suffering from depression. We have a story on our website. I hope that if you're depressed and having thoughts of harming yourself, please call Emergency Crisis Services at 1-800-233-6834. That's available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can find that contact information in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Please get help. It's out there. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Really great day on the way. We have a lot of sunshine, high today in the middle 80s. Right now it is 72 degrees at 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It's that kind of a morning in much of the East.
I just had a driver scream out to me, "This is the commute from hell."
WCBS's Mike Zirinax is on the road in Suffolk County, Long Island, where the storm that swamped parts of Maryland and the Washington area yesterday is still going strong.
There have been stranded motorists that were being pulled from their vehicles, water up to their windows. The rain has been torrential, getting around an absolute nightmare, constantly confronted by one flooded road way after another.
Emergency management official Mary Gepfert says a creek overflowed its banks in Millville, New Jersey.
They did evacuate about 40 homes there. All but about 10 homes have been reoccupied.
A summertime monsoon in Phoenix trapped some drivers in their cars. Others were able to find a dry spot to ride out the storm.
I pulled off of the road because the water was flowing so fast.
There was another protest last night in Ferguson, Missouri. Police used tear gas to break up the crowd. Not far from the spot where a policeman shot and killed an unarmed teenager over the weekend, there was another shooting incident. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman.
Police responded to a crowd of people gathered in one spot. At least four guys were wearing ski masks. A police officer claimed that at least one man pulled out a handgun and, for his own defense, was forced to shoot that guy. That guy is reportedly in critical condition.
What the health care reform law gave, the health care reform law could take away. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Letters are going out to around 310,000 people telling them they're running out of time to clear up discrepancies on their health insurance forms. These are applicants who signed up through the federal exchange and need to provide required documentation to prove citizenship, for instance, or at least show they're living in the country legally. Documents can be mailed to the government or uploaded on the healthcare.gov website. Deadline, September 5th, just over 3 weeks from now. Frank?
Americans were watching their pennies in July. The Commerce Department says retail sales were flat in spite of the job gains in recent months. Sales